It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Maybe this is a sign of confidence. Presidential candidate Mitt Romney has stopped campaigning for a few days, spending a long Easter weekend with his family. They're at one of Romney's homes, his beach house in California. Before taking the break, Romney made a move that underlined his advantage in the race for the Republican nomination. He campaigned across the state of Pennsylvania. Romney leads polls in that state's primary, even though it is the home state of his closest rival, Rick Santorum. Which explains why Romney's campaign is thinking more of Pennsylvania as a swing state this fall, NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
Mitt Romney's Pennsylvania campaign headquarters occupy an old building in downtown Harrisburg. On the third floor, Larry Furr and other volunteers are making get-out-the-vote calls at a card table surrounded by handmade signs. They say Mitt equals jobs, repeal Obamacare, and Anne for First Lady. Pennsylvania's primary is a few weeks away, but Furr says that's not really what this is about.
I don't want to assume, but I think we'll be fine for the primaries. I think it's a general election that we need to really be fighting for and working hard for now.
That focus on November translates to his phone conversations with voters. Furr barely mentions Rick Santorum.
Normally I wouldn't be making these calls, but this election I feel is too important. We have to defeat Barack Obama.
When Mitt Romney takes a seat next to the volunteers and a reporter shouts a question, the candidate makes the same point. It's not about the primary.
I think everybody expects someone to win their home state. Newt Gingrich won his state, I won my state. I think people expect a senator to win his home state. But I hope to pick up a lot of delegates.
Romney said he expects to win all the other states that vote on the 24th. Connecticut, Delaware, New York, Rhode Island. He's spending all this time in Pennsylvania for other reasons.
I do believe that I will win Pennsylvania in the fall. And winning Pennsylvania will give us the White House.
To win the election, Romney will have to broaden his appeal beyond the Republican primary base. A few minutes later, he was on the roof of the building speaking to supporters about just that sort of big tent.
This is not about one person or about even one party. We're Republicans and Democrats in this campaign, but we're all connected with one destiny for America. And that destiny is greatness and exceptionalism.
Like Romney, Rick Santorum won't be campaigning this Easter weekend. Yesterday, he met with a key group of conservative activists to consider his campaign's future. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Santorum and those conservative activists have been discussing another candidate in the race. They want Newt Gingrich to drop out and back Santorum. That doesn't seem to be getting much traction with the Gingrich camp. One Gingrich advisor told the New York Times that Santorum's effort is, quote, a joke. The former House Speaker has repeatedly pledged to stay in the race until the Republican convention. In any case, surveys have suggested that if Gingrich did drop out, many of his supporters would turn to Romney, not Santorum.